Welcome to The Conflict.
The Conflict.
A show that discusses life's uncomfortable truths.
You can't handle the truth.
So you can add confidence, happiness, and feel good on the inside.
And the truth shall set you free.
With your host, The Rich Massa.
But if they hate him, why do they listen?
Most common answer, I want to see what he'll say next.
Hey, 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 what's up, assholes? It's your host, The Rich Massa. Today's a very special episode. I invited my one of my former clients. His name is Tim. And after we were done with his program, we became really good friends. And I wanted to invite him on the show because the one thing we have in common is that we were both stuck in a marriage and we were both divorced. And I wanted to make a show for any guy who is in a marriage which is lacking emotion or affection, feeling too guilty to leave or giving that idea that like, I'm a husband, we got to stay with it. I'm not saying to leave, but just the relatable feelings of it. And then the healing process after the divorce and also how to get back into the dating world and the state of dating today. The thing about it is we came up with such good stuff that it became a 90-minute show. So I wanted to make this a three-part series. Here's episode one of three. And we're talking about how we felt in the marriage, the state of men, how we're getting ashamed of the nature of men, and how men feel in either marriage or divorce. So sit back, relax, and enjoy part one of two dudes discussing marriage, divorce, and dating. Enjoy.
Yo, 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 what's up, assholes? It's your host, The Rich Massa, and I have a very special guest here today with me. Before we get to it, I have some extra gifts at the end of the show. I want you to go to the website, therichmassa.com, and I want you to grab your free guide, 5 Ways to Be Better Than Yourself and 9 Steps to Healthy Self-Esteem. And on today's show, what we're going to discuss, it's two divorced dudes discuss dating. I have one of my friends, I coached him back in the day, when I was a meathead trainer, and we're both divorced, and we talk about women and the state of dating and the struggles. We have to talk about the struggle, man. So we're going to talk about how it was when we were married, why we got divorced, and then the state of dating today. So Tim, what's up? How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
So let me ask you, I got to get the mic a little closer to my mouth. Tell everybody about you. Like, what do you do? How did we meet?
I'm in the financial services business, and we met at a gym. You were a trainer at the gym.
Yeah, those are good times.
Absolutely.
Training all those fat people. But you were going through a divorce at the time.
I'm not sure if it was just final when you and I met, or you know, right around that time when it was final or just final. Yes.
And let me ask you, we'll talk about how it was when I was married, but I want to talk about how did you feel, like, tell me how you met your ex-wife, or how did you feel, actually, how did you feel being married? Like, how was that journey for you?
Her and I met in college and got married right after I graduated, and we were married for about 16 years, and it was a process of me constantly hoping, okay, this is going to get better. This is going to get better. This is going to change. This is going to get better. This is going to change.
And did you like me? Did you enjoy having a family? And
oh, of course, yeah. I have 2 boys. They're amazing, amazing, amazing boys. And but I did. You know, I enjoyed a lot about her and a lot about about being married. But it was not healthy, and it was not very, you know, loving. And
are you talking about like at the end, or was it in?
It's funny that you say that, because I think it was a gradual process of 8 years of it declining, and then probably about 8 years of me going, okay, I'm just going to stick this out. I'm going to ride this out. Maybe someday it'll get better.
When did you notice when things were starting to decline? Okay, so you got married.
Mm-hmm.
You go through this honeymoon stage.
Yeah.
When did you notice? So you were married for 16 years?
Mm-hmm.
When did you notice the decline?
I'd say, probably 5 years in, and then probably after about 8 years, we didn't kiss romantically for the last 7, 8 years.
The last 7 or 8 years, you didn't kiss
romantically. Yeah, it might have been a peck. It might have been, yeah. And so, people look at me when they really, you know, when we really get into this, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, what took you so long to?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I believe in marriage, and I don't believe in, you know, easy divorce, and I wanted to, you know, stick it out, and I really was hoping things got better, but it just wouldn't turn the corner as much as I talked to her about it, or you know, this or that or whatever."
Now, just to touch on this subject, I don't want to explore this too much, but you are a Christian.
I am.
And then is that part of the reason why you stuck it out? Is because you believe in the family unit and you believe that, you know, because of the ideology of the Christian religion that, you know, we stay together as a family?
Yes. And yes. In short answer to that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about 5 years in, you noticed that there was a decline and then stayed another 8 years?
5 years, maybe 5 to 8 years. It's like in that middle range, things really started to kind of slow down, taper off. And I'd say probably like that last half of the marriage was me sticking it out. And then finally one day going, you know what? It's not supposed to be like this.
That's right.
It was an awakening. And really, you know, since then too, has been a lot of awakenings to different things about the world and people and relationships and women and all that. So
I know exactly how you feel, because that's how I felt with mine. When I was married, there was a honeymoon stage, and you know, anybody that has went to the About Me was, I was an ex-stripper and my wife was a stripper. So, but we actually had a fairly healthy, we communicated, we had a great time, we barely fought, we had a house, she just went to work. But it's when I wanted her to quit dancing, because that was our deal, is that I did want to have that idea of marriage, that, you know, we're married and, you know, you're my wife, I don't want you to be dancing. I said that before the marriage, but when the fighting started, that's when the sex stopped.
Yeah, and it didn't stop completely, but it might as well have for us. We weren't fighting all that much, and I used to think, oh, wow, I've got all this freedom. She lets me go do this and go do that, and you know, I'm hanging out with my boys. Well, it wasn't because she just gave me freedom. It's because she just didn't care to hang out or do things together. So it's kind of like after the fact, looking back at that, going, oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense this way now, you know?
Yeah. So how did it feel? How did that affect your confidence and your self-esteem when that intimacy? And I think we as men don't talk about this. I really don't. That when you're not getting sex from your wife, and I want to make this very clear. Sex is a requirement. It is not a reward, number one. But number two, she doesn't owe it to you.
Well, it shouldn't be a requirement. It should be an automatic. I guess the word requirement almost means like it's a checklist thing that she's like, okay, I'll do it every
day. Right, right,
right. It's like, you know, wait a minute, you're not into this? Something's wrong. This should be automatic. This should be happening.
We should have a chemistry.
Yeah, but you're
married,
right.
We should have chemistry.
It's not a reward. It should be automatic, you know, requirement, if you want to say that. Absolutely.
How did it affect your head?
Yeah, no, and to add on that, you started that with how does it affect your confidence level? Well, for a man to be, to not have that, it's very, if you want to say the word emasculating, it destroys confidence in all areas of his life.
Oh,
If a woman does not make him feel like the man, he is not the man out in the other areas of his life.
I completely agree. But and we'll touch on that later. I've made some discoveries for myself. Why you can't depend on her. You have to almost like discount how she feels. And you have to constantly, this is how I feel about me. And the result is, she's attracted to you. But we'll touch on that in a little bit. I want to go more on, I want to really hit that point of if that intimacy is not there, that it kills a man's confidence and self-esteem.
Absolutely. And what you go, what you said a minute ago about it bringing a reward, it's like, well, I took the trash out 3 times this week and I cut your bushes and I did. It's like, hang on a second.
And you want to get in her
and
bush.
And so now, there you go. And so now it's a reward. No, it's not supposed to be like that at all.
Yeah.
It's not. And even if, from a Christian perspective, love is not supposed to be earned. It's not something that you earn, even with God. It's not something that you earn. It's automatic.
Right.
So.
Right. And we, you know, we'll go on that a little bit later because we do, as much as me and Tim agree, we do have some disagreements.
And, right. And that's fine.
But that's healthy. If we only agreed, it would be fucking boring.
Yeah, we wouldn't make each other think.
Right. So. We're supposed to, and I think that's what is great about when men discuss things. We can have a disagreement and learn from the disagreement versus I hate this fucking person now.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah. Because I accept the fact, and you can see this in society today, I accept the fact that you think differently.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that,
as long as we can have, you know, mature discussions about it and walk away going, maybe I learned something, maybe he learned something, and that's fine. And if not, we're both the same people afterwards. That's
yeah,
fine, too.
I still love you.
Yeah, absolutely.
No homo. So I completely agree. It was kind of like a gasoline on a fire for me because, and this is what really inspired me to start this brand was, you know, being this, first off, I grew up as an overweight kid and then I became a male dancer, which is like the epitome of confidence, right? Then the car accident, then the divorce. So it was like putting gasoline on there. But so when we weren't fighting, I couldn't even process how my wife didn't want to have sex with me because we had an amazing sex life.
Right.
So I didn't know how to process that because I was used to being the guy on stage. So it was like that self-image was shattered. I feared rejection so deeply because she wasn't only just rejecting me, and really is because we were fighting and we didn't work on our communication.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, okay.
No, but a thought. I had feelings of guilt, and she contributed to making me feel that way, like that there was something wrong with me.
Right, right.
And I think other guys that might be married, going through it or went through it, could tell you the same thing.
I get what you're saying, and I'm going to branch on that. You're right. You feel that there's something wrong with you, that you're not attractive to her. But sex doesn't work like that with females, and we'll touch.
Well, it was almost like guilt for having the desires as strong as I did. Like, something's wrong with you. How could you possibly want it this much? You
know? Okay, so now I don't know how that feels. So I do want to branch on that a little bit. But I do want to have both of us tell our stories so that the audience relates. Is when we weren't having sex and I did try, I didn't try because I just feared the rejection so much, right?
I concur.
And she wasn't rejecting me. She was rejecting the guy I used to be. And then that means I'm not that guy anymore. That's what, after a lot of reflection, that's what I learned. It wasn't the rejection. And really, that's just a story I made up in my head. Really, it's just that our communication broke down, our attraction broke down because A, I didn't have the tools for that, and B, I should have been strong enough that if you're not going to do what your agreement, then I'm going to be out because I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
But then I felt, oh my God, I've been out of the game 3-4 years now. my skills as a samurai.
Try 19 or 20
years. Right, right. So I can only imagine. So that's another thing that a lot of guys can relate to. Like, sometimes they stay in a marriage. Just to play on the point of, you know, I'm either, you know, I grew up, my mother was bipolar. He stayed. You stay with your wife. That's it. So you're ingrained in that. But also, shit, I can't imagine after 20 years, after a few years, I'm like, I don't have the skills I had before to get another woman, and my ex is a stripper, she's a 10. I can't get that again. I might as well stay here and try it again.
Well, and that's the big thing about confidence is you these games come into your head and you start talking to yourself. It's like, well, how am I talking to yourself?
It's
real easy to start to believe less of yourself because, you know, all the other reasons around you. But you talk about the game changing. It's like when I dated her, there was no email, there were no cell phones, there was no Facebook, there was no texting, no social media, nothing.
Right.
If somebody lived far away, it was a long distance phone call or a letter. If you said, hey, we're going to meet at this place at 8 o'clock, you left your house at 7:30 or whatever, right, how long it took you. There right. was no like, hey, I'm going to be 15 minutes late or whatever. It's like,
it is a lot harder to date now than it was even 5 years ago.
Well, now you're in touch with, on Facebook, you're in touch with, you know, the five girlfriends you had in high school or your senior year, and they can reach out to you at any time, vice versa.
And they probably are because they're sick of their husband.
Exactly. So I think...
and that guy's wondering, like, what's wrong with me?
So if you're new
with
to it...
with his putt in his hand, you know, like, and now I'm not allowed to watch porn because it's wrong.
Well, how do you navigate all that now if you've never done it before? Because right. it's not the same as it was 20, 30 years ago for guys.
And most guys, even 20, 30 years ago, the women average too. Guy maybe slept with 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 women. So he doesn't have the skill set to go even before. Like back then, up until like 20 years ago, you dated 10 girls, you had a couple of relationships, and then you got married.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't get that skill set of going up and talking to women and dating and online dating. Like, what the hell? It's like almost overwhelming. But I wanted to touch on that fact of that rejection shatters your self-image. You fear that rejection. That's why you don't even try.
Even if you're not aware of it.
Right.
And I wasn't. I did not realize how bad it had gotten for me and how beaten down I was, so to speak.
That's a very good point, because that's how I it does beat you down, because like now I don't even want to try because I'd rather not face the rejection. So it is a never-ending cycle.
Absolutely.
So what, now that we say, okay, sex was important, that rejection, that I might as well not even try and fear, you know, I fear it, but you still have that drive as a man, like I want sex, right? What made you start, 8 years, dude? It was a year for me. I go, fuck that. I'm out. 1 year. I said, I'm giving this a year. If we don't start having sex soon and really, I discovered that it does depend on the man to get that desire out of a female.
Well, and I've got to take responsibility. I don't want to like pin everything on her.
Right.
The reason it went as long as it did, and maybe some of the reasons why it even did do that, is because I wasn't strong enough as a man,
right,
to
yes.
step up years earlier and go, hold on, it's not going to work like this.
Right.
And instead, I deferred and yes. I tolerated. And
you tolerated.
Not that I had to
see,
be a
people,
dictator.
Tolerance is bullshit.
This is the non-PC network. Right. Here, right? So, yeah. So I take responsibility in that. Yeah, these issues should have been dealt with 5 years into the marriage, not 15 or 16 years down the road. So that's my fault.
I came to the same realization. And you know what? During my healing process, I said, you know, I can't control what happened. I can't control her. It is easier to take responsibility for everything. And I did learn that, and I actually went on Quora and I answered this question for somebody. It seems like if a man cheats, but let's say the woman, let's reverse it to the woman doesn't want to have sex. It does lie on the guy, because she has sex with who you are. We have sex because how the desire of her just standing there, that's all she needs to do to elicit desire out of us. And after a while that gets monotonous, but really that's all they need to do. But for us, it's who they are, how we make them feel. And if we're not the leader, I wasn't strong enough to be the leader of the house and say, if this doesn't happen, this I'm the captain, and that's it. This is how it's going to be. If you don't like it, go find another captain.
Right.
And you know what? They're looking for that.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
And you're right. Taking accountability, and I know whoever's listening out there, it's hard to take all that responsibility.
And I think we've said it earlier. It wasn't my reward, like you said, requirement, or it's an automatic. But as far as being the man in the relationship and handling things, that was on me. I did not do that. I was not strong enough,
right,
in several different ways. And that may, you know, obviously that contributes to her,
and
her lack of desire.
What woman finger bangs herself to a guy taking out the trash?
Well, I don't know. Does he got a six pack of his shirt
right,
off?
Yeah,
you know
what? It's real funny when the guy has his shirt off with a six pack and he's taking out the trash, how turned on they get.
That's right.
But when
yeah.
he has a big friggin' dicky do, that's when the gut goes past the dick. that's not very attractive anymore.
Right, right.
But yeah, it's not being strong enough to. And that's really, really, guys, that's really tough to take that responsibility. And I might have made some people mad out there, but I'm telling you. The reason why that was easy for me to start healing is because I can change those things. I took the power back, say, I wasn't the leader of the house. I didn't elicit desire out of her. Taking the trash isn't eliciting desire. They actually just did a study. They tried to do this one study where a man doing chores is more attractive, which is horseshit.
That's bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, they did another study where actually sex went down, but it's...
You know why?
What?
Because she's running the household.
Right.
And he's afraid to say, no.
No.
Take it out yourself.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. A buddy and I, this is many, many years ago, he married a woman that runs the house. Now, he's got a choice to make. Either he steps up and takes it back and there's a ton of conflict, or he just keeps going down the path that
and
he's
I,
on.
I notice that a lot of guys, like, because guys don't want, like, I just want to have my life go easy. I'm easygoing. But that's like waves on a sandy beach.
And I'll give you an example. Let me say this real quick, this little story. So he and I went to this, it was a charity thing. It was for a guy we knew that was raising money. And we come back to his house. I don't even know if it may have been a long time ago. He may or may not even had a cell phone. I'm dating myself here, right? But we get back to his house, walk into his kitchen, and she rips him a new one right in front of me for being an hour and a half past what kind of the expectation was. Now, they didn't have any plans or anything. That was no big deal. But she ripped in front of me.
Right.
And you know what he did? He took it.
Oh.
He just took it.
Like a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's what you feel. And I'm sorry, guys. When you see that happening, your gut, I know socially we're like, no, she should, we can't place responsibility on her respecting him because if a man demands respect, that doesn't happen.
She couldn't have waited till I left. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. Hey, right. Guys, got to go. Hope you have
see,
a great
you
weekend.
You didn't want to. See, we just want the waters. I'll just say, yes, dear. I don't want to argue.
Yeah.
But we have to face, and I'm not saying to beat her over the head with a bat
right.
or anything like that, but we have to make that confrontation as saying, you're not going to talk to me like that. It's like, hey, Tim, can you give me a second? You go in the other room. Listen, bitch, don't ever fucking talk to me like that ever again in front of my friend. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again.
Well, and that's
now go in there and apologize to Timmy.
Here's the thing, too, is, and we haven't talked about it, but the respect that a man needs from a woman, if that's not there, that is just as devastating or similarly devastating as, you know, the sex part of the equation. And so she totally disrespected him, emasculated him right in front of me.
But don't you think it's because he didn't demand respect as a man?
It happened long before that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like he gave that up a long time
Absolutely.
Ago. And women do test you.
And not that I have not been in a similar situation, because I have been, confession.
Yeah.
But in the last 7 or 8 years, there's been like, I don't know, what do you call it, a blue pill and awakening, so to speak?
Yeah,
from
there
the
is blue
pill
and
the red
pill.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about sending my contact to that group because they are more awake than most groups.
Yeah, because the stuff that I tolerated years ago, there's no way I would tolerate now.
Right.
So I've come a long way, I feel, in that.
So let's go back now we talked about how when you're not getting sex and any women that are, I'm not saying you owe your man sex. It is really the guys, if you look in nature, just to play on this, if you look in we do have an animal part, and I don't think we ever really talk about that. The male does a dance to get to mate with the female in most mammals.
Right.
Right. And we tend to forget to do that during, like, that doesn't change in marriage, but it does affect our confidence when we don't get sex in our relationship. So how did you get out of that? How did you get out of that? I got to get out of this. Because then you said you were kind of like beaten down. Like, it's almost like you didn't have the will to or the strength to go on to the next step.
Yeah. I watched the show, and I can't remember what it was exactly, but I was watching it on TV one day, and it was about relationships and sex and couples and marriage. And it was like, I just started shaking my head. What I'm in, it's not supposed to be this way. So I went to her and said, hey, go set a meeting with a counselor. I said, I want you to do it because that shows me you're willing to go, because I'm telling you right now I'm willing to go.
Okay.
So that didn't happen. 2 months later, I bought her a book, and it was on sex and relationship with couples, right?
Right.
I said, I want you to read this. Give me whatever you want me to read. I will read whatever you want me to read.
Right.
Okay. So she never gave me anything. But I went away for a golf weekend, and when I got back, she said, oh, I read the book. I said, oh, great. How many chapters did you get through? She goes, 2 pages. Like, I'm shaking.
Right, right.
Okay, how much effort did that take?
They do that too. They
it had a lot of pictures.
I read it. Yeah, I read it. And then when you we're very direct. Like, how much did you read? Oh, now we're calling you on your horse shit. Yeah. They don't like that. And then they'll try to put the... Did she try to put the guilt on you?
Not so much at that point, but okay. At many points in the
relationship. Give me an example. Like, how did she do that? Like, is a lot of guys do know the list.
For us, it was sexually related. But let me finish a little part of that, and I'll come back to that. So, you know, eventually it went up to me, ended up me setting up a meeting with the counselor. and then that not working out too well.
Right.
And so, you know, thus here we are today, long story short. But as far as the guilt, it was sexually, you know, why do you want this? Oh, I even went to the counselor. I go, look, here's our symptoms, but I know the problems are much deeper, you know, because she was a sex therapist, but family counselor as well. So she kind of had all those certifications, so to speak. But it was tied around with the desire and when and all that. And I knew we were done when one day, after seeing the counselor, the same day, the same night, I went for it. It was 9:30. Ballpark at night, and she said to me, oh no, we can't tonight. I have to get up early in the morning to work out.
How long?
Are you freaking kidding me?
How long was it before that time that you actually, like, you got the balls to try? How long before that? What was your last, do you remember how long the gap was between the last encounter? Couple months, a month.
It could have been 3 weeks or could have been 3 months. It was about that sporadic. So maybe I'd say on average, you know, 5 to 9 times a year, so to speak.
You know, I and that must have been tough.
Oh, absolutely.
Also.
Absolutely.
Know, that's devastating. Like, okay, I'm done.
So you start to believe that's normal.
Right. Because especially in our society now, if a man wants sex, it is shameful. Like, why do you want sex so much? What they don't get is that is literally, we do all the things that we want to do to get women. That is our drive, our nature drive, is to procreate. That is what we're made for, is to build shit, to protect, and to become the strong person to get women. That is what our drive is, right? So when we're shamed for it, but they're not shamed for their nature. That's a whole nother.
Well, and I think a lot of guys will tell you, oh, she was like this at the beginning, but then she changed.
Right.
And guys, we do it too. We don't, you know, hey, you were fit, you know, and then you let yourself go.
Right.
And you don't know how many of these women that you've seen at their 10 to 20 year high school reunions. You're like, oh my gosh.
I really want to branch on that real quick.
Okay.
And that's when I said I want to, this is a tough moment that I talk about, is I took myself out of it. Like, I used to say it was 80-20 her, and then I went 70-30 her, then 50-50, and then I went like this. Let's really think about the person she fell in love with, my ex-wife. She fell in love with this charismatic bartender who used to blow fire, who was this... almost a star in this town. That's who she fell in love with. I'm not that guy. I wasn't that guy anymore.
So she didn't fall in love with the true Rich Muscle, Rich underneath all that.
Well,
who's caring about
another,
people and a good
just
guy.
Another, it was another version of me. Like, I want to go this direction. But the thing is, that's the person she fell in love with. It's really, if you think of it comparatively, if someone, say, gains a lot of weight, that person didn't sign up for that. I became this, you know, I'm not going to take your shit, blah, 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 blah. We're going to have rough sex. And the sex didn't change. But very much, we actually started getting dirtier in my marriage. But that attraction was lost because what turned her on in the first place, I was losing. Because I felt this is how the idea of being a husband should be. But unfortunately, that lost her attraction from her.
Right.
And it stemmed from, honestly, my car accident. I didn't feel like that guy anymore. I didn't feel like I can get any woman I want. And I think a lot of guys, I don't know, honestly, because I hung around the guys, like, we went through stages where I think I can get any woman I want if I put my mind to it, or at least get a lot of them, right? And when you have that air, that's what they're attracted to. But when you're not around that for a while, you start changing into this person, and that's not the person she was. There's a difference between love and attraction. She loved me, but she didn't want to. It wasn't turning her on.
Right.
Does that make
well,
sense?
Well, and two, and women tend to be attracted to what they can't have.
Right. Yes.
And men do too, but yeah. We're not talking about that today. So
exactly.
Or as much.
But we're talking about what guys do. Like, you know, why doesn't she want to have sex with me? I take out the garbage. I do all these little things, but that's not what turns her on.
Yeah, you earning it.
Right. That,
yeah, we talked about
like,
that.
That is literally, that dries her pussy up. Like her panties are dry, like it's the Sahara Desert. Like, oh wow, you took out the you're. But women want this guy that they can chase. He's a rock star.
Yeah, yeah. There is that. There definitely is that. And I don't know. I don't have all the answers for sure.
That's what I'm here for.
There we go. Subscribe now. Click like. Share with all your friends. Copy the link. Paste it. Send it out. But there has got to be, and that's why I think marriage has those commitments into it, because, you know, if I got married really young.
There's, how old were you when you
I
got
was
married?
22, and I turned 23 the next month. If wow, I could do it over man. Again, I probably would have waited till later 20s, 30s, because, well, society is so much different than it used to be. And but how do you know? You know, you're 22, 23, you think you're in love, and you do it. And I was.
And really, just to give you a little bit of a pass here, is like, everyone, it's social conditioning, everyone at that time got married around 23 years old.
Well, I followed my sisters in front of me.
Right.
I graduated from college, they got married. Other sister graduated from college, she got married. So I kind of was like, well, that's the playbook.
Right.
You know, so I was just, I didn't know how to know any better. And I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yeah. You only learn from experience. And if you don't want to answer this question, it's a little personal. Were you with a lot of women before you were married?
No, I wasn't.
How many, if you, again, you don't have to answer this. How many were you with? If you don't want to answer, that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, I won't.
Okay. Because that's very personal.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to go that personal.
Especially if you ask me now. No,
right. Like, now, I use my real name, Rich. Let me tell you something, guys. I can guarantee you this. I know this guy. That number has changed drastically after his divorce. This guy is, well, he's very successful. Let's put it that way. With the ladies. And gentlemen, that was part one of this three-part series of Dudes Discuss Marriage, Divorce, and Dating. You know, what did you learn today? And I'd like to hear if you went through something similar. So if you want, email me at therichmassa, therichmassa.com. I want to hear from you. Did you go through something similar that me and Tim did? I want to hear. Maybe I can have you on the show. But what else did you learn? You learned that me and Tim, we had completely different backgrounds, but we went through a very similar process. That when sex leaves a marriage, it can destroy a man's confidence. You start fearing that rejection. You start getting used to it. And then you feel trapped. You feel trapped in the marriage. You're like, you might feel trapped because I don't think I can get another person because it's been so long. The idea of being a husband, husbands don't leave, or maybe it's religion. And then, you know, should men be leaders in the marriage? Is that why we lose attraction for the wife? Do we demand respect, or do we expect respect? Those are things that you learned in this episode, and I hope you took something out of it. Now, in the next part, part two, you're going to learn how we got out of our marriage and what we faced when we left that, what Tim calls a desert of emotion. Like, I felt like I left the desert. And what was our healing process after the divorce? Then you're going to love part three. So go on to part two of this three-part series, Dudes Discuss Marriage, Divorce, and Dating. And don't forget, I want to hear from you. If you're going through something similar or have been through something similar, email me on the website, therichmassa.com. T as in Tom, H-E. TheRichMassa.com. And don't forget, on that website, you have a free guide from me. 5 ways on how to get better than yourself and 9 steps to get high on self-esteem. Go listen to part 2 right now and discover how to heal.
You just experienced the conflict. You can follow Rich Massa on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or Snapchat. Just search The Rich Massa. You can also learn how to book Rich for speaking engagements, coaching, or get more infotainment at therichmassa.com.